This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Today on Deadline is written and recorded by actual humans, not the artificial intelligence that's set to see a massive boom under the new presidential administration. In his first week back in office, President Donald Trump appeared to take the guardrails down for the nation's top AI companies, which represents a starkly different direction than the one taken by the previous administration. In 2023, then-President Joe Biden signed an executive order that erected guardrails meant to ensure that AI is trustworthy and helpful, instead of it possibly becoming deceptive and destructive. That order was meant to change how AI was developed, making it safer for the public while also ensuring companies could make a profit. However, within his first 12 hours in office, Trump rescinded the order from Biden, and the very next day he announced this joint venture that the U.S. is set to take part in with some of the country's top AI companies, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle. The partnership is named Stargate, and it'll see the companies commit $500 billion over the next 4 years to help build infrastructure for artificial intelligence in the United States. While the details of the new partnership haven't been made public, more companies are expected to join up in the future. During a press conference announcing the venture, Trump made it clear that he wants the U.S. to lead the world when it comes to the development of AI. During the press conference, Trump even said that he's going to help AI through emergency declarations. He said that getting the AI infrastructure built is an emergency, and he noted that China is also a competitor in the space. Now, with Trump backing the AI industry, what can we expect moving forward? Manjeet Reggie from the University of St. Thomas joined Odyssey to share more.
President Trump talking about investing in artificial intelligence, a new massive infrastructure, which is called, Stargate, to grow artificial intelligence infrastructure in the U.S. Tell us a little about your reaction to this investment and what it could mean.
Sure. The Stargate project is a joint initiative involving OpenAI, SoftBank, Oracle. It was announced a couple of days ago. The primary objective is to invest up to $500 billion over the next 4 years to develop advanced AI infrastructure across U.S. So this includes constructing state-of-the-art data centers, computing systems to support next generation of AI advancement. The way this partnership is supposed to work is OpenAI will run the AI technology, SoftBank will handle the money, NVIDIA will provide the chips, Oracle will help build and operate the infrastructure. Microsoft's, still stays in the picture. So it's a, multi-stakeholder approach.
Elon Musk was kind of negative about this. He considering he's right next to President Trump, he doesn't think enough money is available for it.
Right. One has to remember the relationship between Musk and Sam Altman, OpenAI. So some of the comments that Musk has made about the fact that SoftBank has well under $10 billion secured only. And, you know, one cannot verify some of these facts. He's claiming this is based on some of the insider knowledge that he has. But let me say this, you know, OpenAI itself will need to cover $19 billion of the Stargate project, while SoftBank will cover another $19 billion. So just to put things into perspective, OpenAI has raised $24 billion in its entire life so far.
Okay.
So it will need to raise some of the cash through debt.
Okay. Well, it's just a lot of money that you're talking about here. I want to get to this U of M student who has a lawsuit against the University of Minnesota related to him being accused of using AI on an exam that was required. Your thoughts, because I've talked to University of Minnesota officials about this before. Are there going to be more policies at the higher ed level about AI? Because some professors do encourage the use of it, while others say, no, you can't use it in this way or that way.
You know, over the past 2.5 years, whether it's in K-12 or higher education, we have tried to incorporate more and more AI in the classroom, as well as, you know, if you look at it from a policy perspective, there needs to be transparent policies about what is acceptable usage and what is not. Personally, as an AI practitioner and as an educator, I think we have responsibility for preparing tomorrow's next generation in terms of using AI in the workplace. So I personally always encourage students to use AI to understand some of the content that we are covering in the class. And, you know, I teach courses in machine learning and AI all the time. But from a policy perspective, there needs to be a lot more transparency about what is acceptable and what is not.
Before his inauguration, Trump met with numerous big-name billionaires in the world of tech. From Elon Musk to Jeff Bezos, Trump appeared to be collecting tech giants like they were trading cards. He even had Musk, Bezos, and Meta's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, standing with him on the dais at his inauguration. Another tech titan he met with was Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. He shared with the Wall Street Journal that Trump left him impressed. Gates said that he and Trump spoke about several topics at Mar-a-Lago, including efforts to develop a cure for HIV and to fight polio. Now some are looking to AI, the next frontier in tech, as a possible tool to be used to help fight diseases. Vaccine expert Dr. Greg Poland of the Mayo Clinic joined Odyssey to give an update on these efforts.
If Donald Trump cures cancer, I will give him absolute props and say that is a significant development and that should be absolutely part of a successful legacy. I say that because $500 billion being invested between Oracle, OpenAI, and SoftBank to launch Stargate, which possibly, according to Oracle's Larry Ellison, could develop a cancer vaccine, a cancer cure. How realistic is this, Dr. Poland?
Well, this is, of course, exciting news for in multiple ways, but you know, do I think a cancer vaccine is imminent and is going to result, you know, even in the next year? Probably not. These take time to develop.
Sure.
But what it is doing is developing a novel infrastructure that will enable cancer and vaccines against other diseases, too, to result. Because AI, and I use AI in my research, AI can do things that we simply can't see or do as humans. So this is a major infrastructure investment that I believe will pay off.
So let me just ask you this, too, Guy. You know, I don't need you to get into politics, but it's clearly people. Donald Trump is a divisive figure. And, like, I think this is something that whether you're a Republican, Democrat or not, absolutely everybody should be applauding. Would you agree with that?
I would. I mean, to bring together, you know, otherwise competitive parties into a single focus can only benefit us.
You've mentioned that you already use AI. Can you tell me about, I guess, how long have you been using, we say AI like it's something new, but, you know, obviously lots of parts of research and development have been using some form of artificial development for some time. But I guess, can you comment on how at least recently it is being utilized and how it is changing and how it continues to change?
Yeah. So one example, and I'll just mention it from my own research, is rather than take pieces of a virus, of a virus's protein, and manipulate the amino acid sequence one by one, go to the laboratory, test each change, which takes a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of personnel. I can put that into a computer using AI and machine learning type algorithms and have it do it for me, you know, what we call in silico, that is, in a computer, not on a in a laboratory, and identify, given the data that we give it, things we would not see on our own, and then take those candidates into the laboratory and test them. So it has remarkable data manipulation and predictive properties for us.
It's no surprise that with the financial support of the world's richest tech moguls, that Trump would start his second term looking to boost the industry. Musk, who is often at the top of the list of the world's wealthiest men, contributed more than $250 million to Trump's re-election efforts. And OpenAI CEO Sam Altman made a $1 million personal donation to Trump's inauguration fund, and his company has confirmed that. Meta and Amazon, yeah, they each contributed $1 million to the fund too. Which leads us to wonder what specifically these companies are trying to accomplish with this support for our new president. To look a little bit closer at what Meta, one of the top tech companies in the world, is planning to do this year with AI, Bloomberg's Kurt Wagner joined Odyssey.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the company plans to spend $65 billion on AI-related projects this year. Kurt, that's a lot of dough. Where's that money going?
It is a lot of money. It's about 50% more than what they spent on that same type of work this year and double what they spent in 2023. So it's really ratcheted up over the last couple of years. And that's primarily going to go towards, you know, infrastructure and tech costs related to AI, as you mentioned. So that could be data centers, that could be buying, you know, the very expensive chips, GPUs that help power some of this AI stuff. It's also, you know, they also said they're going to be growing out the team of employees that works on AI. So this is a heavy investment and a significant investment in a futuristic technology that Meta is putting a lot of stake in.
Now, last year, he told Bloomberg that he thought there was what he called a meaningful chance that a lot of companies were overspending on AI. I don't know what a meaningful chance means, but it sounds like he's doing the same. Did he have a change of heart?
No, I think that this is all part of that, right? I mean, it's very likely that this is overspending on AI. I think his point there is that they're willing to overspend and you know, come back a few years from now and say, wow, instead of $65 billion, maybe we could have got away with $55 billion, right? And say that $10 billion loss that they might experience is much better outcome for them than missing the boat entirely, right? So I don't think that there's been a change of heart so much as this is the same strategy as they've had. They're going to spend a lot, knowing it may be too much, but they want to be on this side of the error than the other side.
Well, they do that a lot, though. They go big in the beginning and then pull back, like they did a lot of hiring, you know, when times were good, and then they had to do a lot of layoffs, right? So maybe this just kind of follows suit.
Yeah, I think Mark Zuckerberg in particular has, he's pretty convicted in his ideas, right? So when he decides he wants to do something, it's not a timid decision. It's not a timid move. And so we've seen this, as you mentioned, with hiring during COVID. We saw this with, you know, their pivot towards the metaverse a few years ago. They literally renamed the company. And now we're seeing this with AI. So I think this is all sort of just part of his mentality, his strategy, and how he does things.
AI has been making headlines since ChatGPT first burst onto the scene at the end of 2022. Now big promises are on the horizon, from fully self-flying vehicles to personal assistance, cures for diseases, better medical diagnostics, and more. But as of today, much of AI's promise has yet to be realized. So far, it seems to be mostly a tool to generate emails, computer code, speeches, weird viral social media videos, and I'm sure to the dismay of a lot of teachers, homework assignments. Still, now that Trump has taken down the guardrails, the risk of AI becoming a dominant force that replaces many American workers is back on some people's minds. We're at an interesting moment. Whatever course this all takes will begin shaping up in the next 180 days. Why 180 days? Well, that's the time that Trump's order sets up for the development of an AI action plan. Leading the plan will be a small group of White House tech and science officials, including a new special advisor for AI and crypto. That's a role that Trump has given to venture capitalist and former PayPal executive David Sachs. Sachs is close friends with someone we mentioned earlier in this show, Elon Musk. With Sachs driving and Trump urging no pumps on the brakes, Alondra Nelson, acting director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy under Biden, predicted that we'll see what's about to happen in AI pretty quickly. Here's what she said. In 60 days, we'll know which Americans' rights and safety the Trump administration believes deserves to be protected in the age of AI, and if there will be a level playing field for every technologist, developer, and innovator, or just the tech billionaires. So stay tuned to the On Deadline podcast to keep up with all of the developments in AI under the Trump administration. This show is produced by Joe Heedy, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I'd like to thank you for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.